The running otter was soon spotted by the crows. Winging swiftly, they came after him as he ran heavy-laden for the stream bed. Calling harshly to each other, the crows zoomed down at Thrug's back. Rockangus dealt the first one a savage rip with his curved beak as it tried to latch its claws into the back of Thrug's neck. Whisker over tail, the otter threw himself into the shallow bottom. Throwing off the haversack, he brained a low-flying crow with his loaded sling. Loosing off the stone, he watched another crow fall crazily amid a jumble of tail feathers as the pebble struck it. Thrug's fighting blood was up now. Standing tall, he whirled the sling, roaring out the abbey war cry.
Redwall! Come on, you lousy feathered fleabags! I'm Thrug, the warrior of the waterways! Redwall!
Little Dumble tugged the thistle from his footpad, seized a long stick which lay nearby, and stood alongside the haversack where Rockangus was perched, ready with beak and talon. Together, they sang out their battle calls.
I'm Dumble from Redwall!
I'm Rockangus, son of the great Lord MacTallan, Grigar!
Two crows landed and came hop-skipping fiercely toward Dumble, their vicious beaks like dirty yellow daggers. Dumble thwacked out hard, cracking the spindly legs of the first one. Rockangus bowled the other one over, tearing madly at it with his hooked beak. Thrug took several sharp pecks in his back. Laying one crow senseless with a hefty smack of his rudder-like tail, he whirled about, kicking one high in a cloud of black feathers as he thudded the loaded sling into the chest of another. Rockangus was scrabbling in the sand against three more crows, ripping with his talons and stabbing with his beak. He did not see the crow that pecked Dumble's paw. The little dormouse squeaked with pain and dropped his stick. Immediately, two huge crows seized him and began bearing him aloft. He hovered in the air, shrieking,
Mr. Thrug!
With a bellow of rage, the brawny otter grabbed the haversack by its straps. Swinging it round, he threw the laden pack and smashed the two crows out of the air. Dumble fell, did a tumble, and snatched up his stick. Falling on the two crows, he beat them mercilessly, pounding beaks, tails, legs, and wings furiously.
You nasty old clowns taking Dumble up in the sky!
The three friends fought so fiercely that they drove off the crows. The birds cawed angrily, perching on low bushes and performing a curious hop-skip dance on the ground as they chanted,
Ah! 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 Kill a beast! Eat a mouse! Kill a oak pig!
From the slight cover of the stream bed, Rockangus stood with Thrug and Dumble watching the performance.
Have you ever seen such a bunch of cowards?
The falcon clacked his beak contemptuously.
If my wing was better, I'd go out there and send them weeping to the mammies.
Thrug wrapped a hasty dressing round Dumble's pecked paw.
He'll be back, mate. You can bet on it. They're just getting their nerve up again. Look, there's more of the villains coming out of the pines.
Dumble brandished his stick in a warlike manner.
Let them come, Mr. Thug. Dumble will smack their bottoms with this big stick.
Rockangus set his beak in a grim line.
I've no doubt you will, laddie, but they crows can come down like leaves in autumn wind. Yon's only a few of them.
Stand by, mates. Here they come again.
Aye, and there's more of the blackguards circling in from behind.
Come on, crones. Dumble's ready. Red wall!
Skimming low over the grass, the crows came winging into the attack. Thrug blinded the first four with double pawfuls of dry sand. A crow was about to land on top of his head with beak open ready to bite when Dumble thrust the stick straight down his throat. Four crows flung themselves upon Rockangus. All that could be seen was an explosion of black feathers mottled with the brown ones of the falcon as they fought with mad savagery. Two more landed and attacked Thrug from behind. Again his ruddered tail came into heavy action, breaking the neck of one bird. The other shot backwards, stunned by a kick from his back paw. Dumble's stick broke across an enemy head. He snatched up both halves and went at the landing crows like a miniature thunderstorm. The crows were beginning to win by sheer weight of numbers. They swooped in and landed in gangs upon the three friends until none of them could be seen under the mass of black feathers, beaks, and scratching claws. Dumble screamed in pain as a beak pecked him hard between his ears. Suddenly Thrug could stand it no more. The sound of the infant dormouse being tormented by the crows drove him into a towering rage. Kicking, butting, and punching birds, he arose from the tangle with blood dripping from his bared teeth. Fighting his way across the dry stream bed, he grabbed hold of Dumble and Rockangus. Standing in front of them, he hefted the laden haversack in both paws and began swinging it like some terrible engine of destruction. Crows exploded into the air, wing over beak, over tail, over tip. Dark feathers showered the air together with beak fragments and broken claws. The haversack was a thudding, banging, swishing blur of destruction as Thrug's head went back and his mouth opened like a scarlet cavern.
Red Wall!
The crows fled, some hopping, others flapping, as they fought each other to get away from Thrug's mighty retaliation.
This ends Disc 5.